Perek Ches Seif Nun Aleph. Harachat Shulchan. To extend the table. Shulchan Sheyesh La Luchot Etz. A table which has parts which you're able to extend with them the table. Black planks of wood which one can extend the table with it. You're allowed to put them together on Shabbos. It is very loose joint. To join things which are loose together is not a problem to do that on Shabbos. Galgal shenishmat, a wheel which came off. Se'if non beis. Galgal shenishmat miregel shel mitat tinok. If the wheel from a cot, from a child's bed, fell off. Ukiyotube b'zeh, any sort such a case. But often in a way, kashem machzikim oisolim, machzirim oisolim kemei. If you put back the wheel to its place, einu mohodek klal. It's not well put back together altogether. If you would pick up the bed, yachzor b'yipol, it will fall again. One uses the bed in such a way, the cot in such a way. What do you say? You have a wheel from a cot or a baby bed, child's bed, or anything like that, which fell off. Now, a lot of times, even if you put it back to its place, it'll fall off again very easily. So because one doesn't put it back in a way which is well stuck together, it goes back in a way which it's meanwhile there, and sometimes it will fall again. In such a way, then the putting back from the wheel to its place is not considered you're doing anything. It's considered you're putting it back in a way which is going to fall again, so it's not considered any binyan altogether. Then nearer, the gam ba'oifens there, ba'oifen, also in the case. The kashem yagbiu es amitef, you'd pick up the cot. Lo yifol ha-galgal, the wheel will not fall down. You're still allowed to put it back in chiburoi rafoi, if it is only joined together, loose joint. The efshe lachnisoi lo tzir bekalof. He says that he wants to say that even if it won't fall out again after you put it back, but the joinage is a join which is only loose. He wants to say he's still allowed to do that on Shabbos. He speaks about it in a footnote, and he explains. First of all, the Shittas HaChazon Ish is that if you do it rafoi, if you do something which is loosened, we don't worry about it, even if the normal way would to be joined well. Even if the normal way would be Issim and HaTorah to join it, says the Chazon Ish, we don't worry about it if you only put it together in a loose way. The Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah, does take on stringent, and he says you're not allowed to do that. That means you're not allowed to put together something which is loose if the normal way is to go and be joined strongly. He says, even though there is another reason to say that this case would be mutar, because the normal way to join it together in a good way that should be well stuck together is a normal person couldn't do it. He needs a professional to do it. If he needs a professional to do it, he wants to say that there is no problem for you to join it together in a loose way, because we're not worried that you're going to join it in a strong way, because you need a professional to join it in a strong way. Se'if nun gimel, avzam shel chagura. If you got a buckle from a belt, avzam shel chagura hamechuba lo ba'ifn rofui. If you have a buckle from a belt which is joined, the normal way it is joined is in a loose way. He says in brackets, with a small push, it goes to its place. It got disconnected. He says, look in the footnote, So what's the Shaili explains it like this. Since you're doing an item which the normal way one uses it by everybody is in a loose joinage. So the way to amend this belt is to do it loose. But you're doing it in a loose way, which everybody does it in a loose way, and that's the way you use it. So you're not sure if you're allowed to go and do such a thing on Shabbos, to join it in its normal way. When do you say that you're allowed to go and join something which is loose, is only in a way which the normal way is not to be used it loose. Some people may use it loose, but the normal way is not to be used it in a loose way. But if the normal way is to use it in a loose way, and that you did the normal joinage on Shabbos, he's not sure if you're allowed to do that on Shabbos.